Chapter 8. The Nut Room. "Oh dear," said Mr. Wonka. "Two naughty little children have gone. Now there are only three good little children. I think that we should leave this room, or we may lose another child." The three children and the five adults followed Mr. Wonka out of a secret door behind some pipes at the back of the inventing room. Mr. Wonka walked quickly down another long corridor, and he stopped outside another door. On the door it said, "The Nut Room." "Please, only look through the window," said Mr. Wonka. "We can't go inside this room." Everyone looked through the window.
"Squirrels!"
shouted Veruca. 100 squirrels were sitting on chairs around a large table. On the table, there were lots of nuts. The squirrels were opening the nuts.
"Why are you using squirrels for this?" asked Mike. "Why don't you use the Oompa Loompas?"
"Oompa Loompas aren't very good at opening nuts," said Mr. Wonka. "But squirrels are great at it. They can hear if it's a good nut or a bad nut. Watch that squirrel there. I think that he's got a bad nut now." The squirrel hit the nut lightly on the table. Tap, tap, tap. And then it listened. Suddenly, it threw the nut into a large hole on the floor.
"Mummy!" shouted Veruca. "I want a squirrel!"
"Don't be silly," said Mrs. Salt. "Those are Mr. Wonka's squirrels."
"But I want one!" shouted Veruca. "I only have two dogs and four cats and six birds and one silly fish at home. I want a squirrel!"
"I'll buy you a squirrel when we get home," said Mrs. Salt.
"No!"
shouted Veruca.
"I want one of Mr. Wonka's squirrels!"
"How much are your squirrels?" Mr. Salt asked Mr. Wonka.
"I'm not selling them," said Mr. Wonka.
"I'll get one then!"
shouted Veruca.
"Don't!"
shouted Mr. Wonka. But Veruca opened the door to the nut room, and she quickly ran inside. Veruca looked around the room.
"I want you," said Veruca,
pointing at a pretty little squirrel. Veruca tried to take the squirrel, but the other squirrels in the room suddenly jumped on her. 25 squirrels held Veruca's right arm. 25 squirrels held Veruca's left arm. 25 squirrels held Veruca's right leg. 24 squirrels held Veruca's left leg. The pretty little squirrel climbed on Veruca's head and started hitting it. Tap, tap, tap.
"What are they doing?" cried Mrs. Salt.
"They're checking to see if she's a bad nut," said Mr. Wonka. The squirrels pulled Veruca to the floor.
"She is a bad nut," said Mr. Wonka.
"Stop!"
shouted Veruca. But the squirrels did not listen.
"Where are they taking her?"
cried Mrs. Salt.
"To the hole in the floor," said Mr. Wonka.
"Then save her,"
cried Mrs. Salt. But it was too late. The squirrels threw Veruca into the hole, and she disappeared. Mr. and Mrs. Salt ran to the hole.
Veruca!
Cried Mrs. Salt.
Are you down there?
The squirrels ran behind Mr. and Mrs. Salt, and they pushed them into the hole too.
Oh dear! Cried Charlie. What's going to happen to them?
I hope that someone will catch them at the bottom of the hole, said Mr. Wonka.